Almost half of the Chinese cabinet is in Washington this week for key trade talks. Zanny Minton-Beddoes is U.S. economics editor for The Economist. She's been writing about bills in Congress that could influence this week's talks.
Really overhanging this discussion here is the Chinese currency. U.S. congressmen are getting increasingly irate with what they see as the unfair trade practices of the Chinese government, where they believe that the Chinese artificially keep their exchange rate cheap. They feel that this is a major contributor to the large U.S. trade deficit. And it's, in some sense, it's a real tragedy because the purpose of this dialogue is really an important one, which is to kind of think strategically about where the overall relationship was going in the economic area.
When you talk about the mood in Congress, what is an example of the sort of punishment that may be in the works for China?
There are several bills that have been introduced in the new Congress. Several of them say that the undervalued currency is an illegal subsidy to allow U.S. industries to petition for what's called countervailing duties, which are special tariffs that the U.S. government could then impose against Chinese firms in that industry to make up for the subsidized value of the currency. First of all, I think that clearly opens the floodgates for tariffs against Chinese goods in a whole variety of industries. But it's also a huge provocation, in my view, to the Chinese, with, frankly, very little gain for the U.S. economy. So it's a very risky route to go.
Are you saying, then, that there's no room for hard tactics against China when it comes to its weak currency and even the deficit?
I'm not saying that there's nothing to be done, but the question is, what's the best way to get there? There's really a cost in focusing the discussion so much on the currency, which is that much less attention is devoted to what seem to me to be the bigger, broader strategic economic issues. One is energy. Both countries have an enormous interest in having well-functioning global energy markets. And secondly, the environment. Not only does the U.S. have to get its own act together, but really we have to convince the Chinese to green their economic growth.
Is China maintaining an artificially weak yuan against the dollar?
Well, there's a lot of debate amongst economists about exactly how undervalued it is. I mean, what is clear is that Chinese intervene heavily. They buy a lot of dollars to keep their exchange rate relatively stable. And they've built up a huge arsenal of foreign exchange reserves. But that said, it seems to me that the focus on the currency in the U.S. Congress is wrong. The real issue is that China's become a scapegoat for a lot of people for their broader worries about globalization and technology and how these twin forces of our time are kind of changing the American economy. As you know, U.S. manufacturing is undergoing wrenching, dramatic changes. Productivity is rising sharply and a lot of jobs are being churned, changed, shifted. And it's very tough if you've worked for a long time in one of those factories and your job goes. But basically, changing or strengthening the yuan is not going to change that broader picture.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Zanny Minton-Beddoes is U.S. economics editor for The Economist.